near-death experiences of, say, Indians and Americans quite different? Or the, are you talking near-death experiences primarily? Or which ones?
I'm sorry.
You mentioned that near-death experiences, isn't it?
Yes.
Of Indians and Americans are somewhat different.
And then there's somebody named Rajiv, who was it on YouTube? He was an Indian who had a near-death experience, and he was greeted by angels. He was greeted by Gabriel and another angel, and then eventually, but he understood that God is impersonal. That was his ultimate conclusion after his near-death experience. But his wife said, "How come you were greeted by angels? You're an Indian," and so on, Very unusual.
Yeah, I feel that the soul can be on a multi-life journey, and whichever spiritual guides may have influenced that soul the most, either in this life or a previous life, they may manifest in a vision like this. So generally, it is that Hindus see something like Yamadutas, or they see some other celestial beings. Christians see some sacred figures from Christianity. But it could well be that a soul who is born in India in a previous life might have been very religious. And that's why that connection is more. So,
You're saying that it's based on how the person was raised and the religion he was raised?
or it could be in a previous life. Basically, because the spiritual evolution of the soul is over multiple lifetimes.
Right.
And then in some lifetime the soul may have been very spiritual, in another lifetime the soul might not have been so spiritual. So in that case, wherever the soul has been most spiritual, that is what influences the soul the most. Like we have the story of Bilwamangal Thakur and Chintamani, where Bilwamangal Thakur, his guru Somagiri instructed him through a prostitute in this lifetime. So he was completely infatuated with this prostitute, and he came through a stormy night to see her. And she said, "What are you doing? You had so much enthusiasm for Krishna, you would be liberated by now." And she felt this is his guru speaking through her. So like that, sometimes some forces from a previous life might also come to guide us. And there is some amount of cultural conformity, but not always. It is also that, say, just like when Krishna reveals himself, Jesus, when he came, he spoke in the local language of his times. We can't expect Jesus to speak in English. English was not existing at all. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he spoke in Bengali and Sanskrit. So just like we have the verbal language as a tool for communication, similarly, the cultural conceptions could also be a tool for communication. So a particular messenger could speak through the particular cultural conceptions that the people have. That is why I say Americans, when their near-death experiences happen, they often see things which are shaped by their cultural conceptions. And others see things shaped by their cultural conceptions.
Yeah, I understand that.
Now the problem is the atheists often say that this means that there is nothing more than the cultural conceptions, that everything is constructed by the culture. But that's not necessary. It could be that there is a core experience, and that experience is perceived or understood through the lens of one's cultural conceptions. It is. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Chaitanya Shikshamrita that, why are there differences in different religions? Because God reveals his message according to time, place, according to circumstances, according to culture, according to mentality, according to level. So that way there are many differences in religions, but the essence remains the same. So I feel that trying to understand anything conclusive about the nature of afterlife, it is very difficult from these empirical studies. What we can know is that there is something more to life beyond this life. There is something more to the world beyond the world of matter that we experience. Just like with other of questions of this kind also. By observing this world, we can point to the existence of God. But we can't prove the existence of God. We can't really conclusively talk anything about the nature of God. And certainly nothing about the personality of God.
No.
So all those, we need an alternative way. So there are basically two branches within theology which you could extrapolate. There is rational theology and there is revelational theology. So like that, we could have rational spirituality. By the word rational is used in the sense that which can be rationally inferred from here. And there is a revelational, which comes down from above. So rational spirituality can take us only to some distance. And if we try to go further beyond that, I feel it becomes too speculative.
Yeah,
definitely.